الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لأمر المؤمن، إن أمره كله له خير، وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن. إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. لسوء الدرو الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many, many bounties and favors. And those blessings are so many that we can't even count them. Countless blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you were to count the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تحصوها, you won't be able to count it. That's how many blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Now, when we have so many blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the bounties, it's our responsibility that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those blessings. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. In the first place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gives us something. Yeah, He is the one that has given us. So everything that we possess, whatever we have, it's not ours, it's Allah's. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Now, the mercy of Allah is such that He is giving us in the first instance. And then when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon it, He is giving us more. In terms of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you more. And when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us reward as well. Now this shows the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is the one who is giving us in the first instance. And when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He gave us, He gives us more. And He gives us reward on it as well. So this is definitely the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which, you know, oh, that's why we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful, full of mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with countless blessings and ni'mah. Now, you know, when we say to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we show that gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we show it? See, one is that I say to Allah, oh Allah, you have given me this, I thank you for this. All the praise belong to you. So I'm saying it with my tongue. Yeah? Oh Allah, I'm thanking you for this. That's good. But always remember, when we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first and the foremost step towards gratitude is by fulfilling the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon us. By carrying it out. What's the point if I am not fulfilling my daily 5 salah and I'm saying to Allah, oh Allah, thank you for what you've given me. In other words, I'm not fulfilling the duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon me. And then I'm saying it with my tongue, oh Allah, I thank you for the ni'mah that I've given you. Allah, when we're saying to Allah that the ni'mah that we are enjoying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're saying to Allah, oh Allah, I thank you for the ni'mah. But we're not fulfilling the duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon us. And I'd like to give an example. See, if a man, you meet a man who is very, very generous, right? He's very generous. And he's multimillionaire. And you are in problem, you are in difficulty, and you go up to him and you say, well, can you please help me out with £100? And he opens his wallet and he gives it to you, £1,000. He said, this is nothing for me. These are just change that I've got in my pocket. Take £1,000. He's a multimillionaire, right? Now just imagine how much of dua you will give that man, isn't it? Because he has given you more than what you asked for. You've just asked for £100 and he gave you £1,000. So you'll start giving dua, oh, may Allah give you more, may Allah grant you barakah. And you'll start giving him the du'as, right? Why? Because you're so happy. He gave you more than what you asked. And then he tells you that, you know what, I'm just going to the car, can you please help me? I've got this button, you know, the keys, can you please press this button for me? Just that much, so that I can enter into my car. Just that help. I just want that help from you. So what would you do? Would you say no? Say no, how many times do you want me to press? He'll say one time, I'll press it 5 times for you. Because you've got so happy. That man has given you so much, you've got very happy. Now just imagine, this is just a worldly item that you've got from that man, and you've got so excited, so happy. Just think about the ni'mah that we are enjoying. Allah has given us from the time we were born. And up until now, we're enjoying so many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many times have we done the real shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh Allah, I'm enjoying this. You know, there was a small child, a young boy, once he asks his teacher that, you know what, like how we get these holidays in schools and in mosques, madrasa, right? We get vacations, chuttiya. Can we not have holidays from salah as well? About 2-3 days, let's say holidays from salah. You don't have to pray salah for 2-3 days, holidays. Can we take off from salah as well? So the teacher gave a very beautiful answer. He says that, you know, yeah, you can take off when you take off from breathing. If you don't have to breathe, just take off from breathing. Just say that, you know what, how long can you stay without breathing? How long can you stay? 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. If you're an expert, maybe 1 minute. Very rare. But if you can stop breathing, then your vacation will start. For how long you can stop breathing, that's how much vacation you've got from salah. That shows he was trying to explain that we enjoy, we have the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time, each and every moment. We are enjoying the blessings that Allah has given us. That's why we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is not benefiting it. It's us that we benefit, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ask these people that have they done favor upon you when they've brought iman? Have they done you a favor when they've brought iman? When they've become Muslims, have they done a favor upon you? Tell them this is not favor upon you, this is a favor upon themselves. Yeah. So whatever worship we do, you know, reading Quran, coming to the masjid, remember we are not favoring anyone, we are favoring ourselves, right? We are benefiting it. So that's why, my brothers, it's very, very important that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begins by fulfilling the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon us. Fulfilling the duties, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awamir. The commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon us, we fulfill it. That's how we start showing that gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter comes staying away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. Nawahi. Those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, we stay away from it. That's how we also show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are having a business. You own a business, and in that business you stay away from all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden it. If you do that, you have shown gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're working. You're not working in such a field or in such. You're not working such a task that disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've shown gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It works and it goes in each and every field that you are in. So firstly, it starts with fulfilling the obligations that is upon us, and then we need to stay away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. Now, you know, these things will become easy if our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens. Yeah? Fulfilling Allah's command and staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will become easy if our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets stronger. You know, today, unfortunately, we see in the world, we see so much of crime, evil, right? The main reason behind this is that we have gone far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got weakened. That's the main cause. If our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets stronger, you know, all these evils and crimes we see, it won't be there, because our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be stronger then. If our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stronger, it will be easy for us to come to the masjid and offer salah. It will be easy for us to wake up in Fajr salah. It will be easy for us to open the Qur'an and read from the Qur'an. Why? Because our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stronger. I always give this example, I've mentioned this earlier as well. You know, you've got a Wi-Fi connection at home, and you've got 10 devices working on that Wi-Fi, and in those 10 devices, the internet is not working. Now, what will you do? You'll try and sort out the main Wi-Fi connection. Because if that connection is sorted out, all those devices will start working. Internet in all those devices will start working. Now what you do is you go behind all these 10 devices one after the other. The problem is not solved. What will people say? Oh, first sort out the main connection. So similarly, our main connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that is stronger, each and everything will fall in line. Huququllah and huququl ibad. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the fellow human beings. We'll fulfill it when our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens. Now today, you know, in this brief time, I'll just like to mention a few points. How can we strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the question, isn't it? Because if our connection with Allah strengthens, we can fulfill our ibadat, we can stay away from the things Allah has forbidden. Now, question is, how can we strengthen that connection? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا. Do the dhikr. Dhikr means remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, it'll be easy for us to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time. You know, how can we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is, yeah, there is a reward that helps. If you take tasbih and you start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read the tasbih, reading subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Last week, as you mentioned, reading durood sharif, salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these things are the ways of getting us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And one form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that whatever you do, always make a dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it. For example, you woke up in the morning and you're going to work, you're going for a business, you're going for a work, right? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to take out 15, 20 minutes. Only a few seconds from your heart, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask from Allah. Ask from Allah, oh Allah, I'm going for this task. Will Allah make it easy for me? I'm going with a doctor's interview, doctor's appointment, right? Doctor's appointment. Or you're going for an interview for a job. Ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Whatever you do, whatever you go out for, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're driving a car, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make it easy for me. You're entering your house, oh Allah, make this entry good entry for me. Right? Whatever you do in your daily life, in your day-to-day life, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it's for a few seconds, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from within your heart and ask from Allah, oh Allah, make this task easy for me. This sounds simple. This sounds easy, this sounds simple, but remember, if we look into our lives, we haven't got this habit in us. Yeah, we haven't built this habit in ourselves. This sounds very simple, but it's very, very effective. Very effective. Whatever we do, on our daily tasks that we do, right? Just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few seconds, oh Allah, please make this easy for me. If we do this on a daily basis, you'll see the change in ourselves. You'll see the change in ourselves that our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen day by day. Yeah? So one form of dhikr is that we always ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All our needs. You know, one is the daily needs, the daily things that we do, right? And one is a proper dua that we make. a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, brothers, you know the oppression and the things that is going around in the world. Sometimes, you know, na'udhu billah, we hear from people, they say, oh, but our du'as is not changing anything. No, these type of statements we shouldn't utter. Right? You know, we all know what's happening in Palestine, in Lebanon, on all the oppression. Wherever the people are oppressed, whether they are Muslims or not Muslims. Yeah, when we make du'a for them, sometimes, you know, we hear people say, oh, but we're making so much of du'a. It seems that du'as are not accepted. Always remember, du'as are never rejected. Du'as are never rejected. Yes, there are different forms of acceptance, but du'as are never rejected. How will it be rejected when Allah is saying in the Quran, ask from me, I will give you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us that if you ask from me, I will give you. You know, it's like if I call you to my house, right? And you come up to my house and then I say, you know what? Who called you? Will you do that? We will not do that, right? If I invite you to my house and you come up to my house and then I say, that, who called you to my house? Go away. I'm not letting you in. We won't do that. So how can we think this about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that if you need anything, ask from me, I will give you. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, He's instructing us to make dua, it's impossible that when we make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's going to reject it. Nope. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not as such. Yeah, there might be certain times that we're not fulfilling the conditions of dua. Yeah, we're not fulfilling the conditions of dua. Or it might be the forms of acceptance, it's in different form of acceptance that we're not aware of. Right? But always remember, du'as are always accepted. If you make du'a from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's always going to be accepted. You know, it just reminds me of an incident. There was a woman in the time of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. Yeah, a very great scholar, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. And there was a student of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. His name was Baqi bin Makhlad rahimahullah. So a woman came to him and the scholar, and she started crying. So the scholar asked her that, why are you crying? So she said, you know, my son, he's been taken as a prisoner. He hasn't done anything. He's been taken as a prisoner and he is inside the prison. And I'm making so much of dua, but, you know, it's just the days are passing by and nothing has been, he's not been released from the prison. So can you please make dua for my son? So this woman came to the scholar, Baqi bin Makhlad rahimahullah. Now the scholar says that, you know what? All right, you go home and you keep making your dua. Keep making your dua. And this caller, right at that time, he sat in tashahud, he read 2 rakat namaz, and he started making dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for her son. Now, after a few days passed, this woman came again to this caller, and now this time, this woman had a son with her. So she came with her son. Now this caller asked, oh, mashallah, I'm seeing your son. Has he been released? So she says, yes, he's been released. Now the woman says to the scholar that if you want to know exactly what happened, ask my son, he'll tell you what happened to him. So he narrates the whole incident, what happened. So he says that, you know, when I was in prison, they used to take us out, we were in groups, and they used to take us out, and we used to do these labor work. And every day during sunset time, we used to come back again in the prison, they would put us in chains. Now one day what happened was, when we would do the whole labor work, we came out, we came back again to the prison, and they put chains. Now after a few steps that I took, the shackles, the chains that were there on my legs, it just fell off on its own. So now the guards who were, you know, supervising me, they started screaming at me. They thought that I took off those shackles. They started screaming at me, oh, what have you done? So he said, Allah, I didn't do this. It came off on its own. The shackles fell off on its own. I haven't done anything. So now they brought a new pair of shackles, the chains, and they tied me up. They tied me up with new shackles. And he says, the same thing happened again. I just walked for a few steps and it fell off on its own. Now they said, there is something wrong in this. So they inquired a priest, the person who was well known in their society. They called him up and they said that, you know, this is what is happening. We've done it twice and it's happening. It just falls off on its own. So now the priest says, it seems that you have been kept in the prison illegally. You haven't done anything. And it seems that there is someone who is making dua for you. There is someone who is making dua for you, and I can see that dua has been accepted. That's why this is happening. So now the scholar asked that son, can you remember what time of the day was it, and which day, what day of the month this happened? So when the son said, The son said, it was exactly the same time when the mother and that scholar had made dua for the son. It was the same time that when the shekels were falling off. Now what does this story, this incident teaches? This incident teaches us that obviously we all have got shekels in our lives. Shekels, problems, difficulties. You know, I'm sure everyone has got some of the other sort of problems, you know, the things that we want to sort it out is not working out in that way. We've all got shekels in our life. The solution to that is making dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always remember, whenever we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not rejected. It's not rejected. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith that your du'as are always accepted as long as you do not do isti'ajal. Isti'ajal means you don't hasten. Oh, I'm making dua and it's not accepted. I'm making dua, it's not accepted. This is a trick from shaitan, you know, to make us despondent from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan makes us feel that, oh, I'm making dua from so long but it's not accepted. Who knows what's the benefit that you're getting out of this dua that you're making? Right? Du'as are always accepted, but we should not hasten. Remember, we are the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq. Yeah? He is the one who knows everything. He is the all-knower, right? So it could be the thing that we're asking now, it could be it's not best for us, that's why we're not getting it. I'm sure you know, if you go and ask those who are considered to be the successful men, right? Who we consider to be the successful men. If you go and ask them, you'll find that in their life, there was some incident that happened. You know, the roads were blocked, and because of which they had to take another road, and this made them successful. This made them successful. Yeah? So it's possible that what we're asking for, it's not good for us at this moment. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delaying it. Right? And remember, you know, I'm sure we all know the name of a prophet, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, if you look into the history, if you go and read the stories, you'll find they kept making dua for a very long time. Only after many years, they saw the real, you know, the change that they wanted it. Right? After many years of duas, so we should continue making this dua. So coming back to our topic, we need to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by continuously asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, one is, as I mentioned, on a daily basis, the things that we do on a daily basis, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is take out special time and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this will create in us taqwa. This will create in us taqwa. Taqwa means the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll just end on one incident. You know, there was a sahabi by the name of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, once he was walking on the outskirts of Medina, and it was a group of people. They all settled in one place and they were eating. They were having their lunch. So a shepherd happened to pass by there. So Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he invites that shepherd that, come and join with us for food. Come and join us. So that shepherd said that, no, I'm fasting today. I'm fasting today and I'm preparing for my hereafter. Now Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu just wanted to test him. He says to that shepherd, you know the goats that you've got, the sheep, the goats that you've got with you, can you give me one goat from there? I just want one goat. We'll cook it and we'll share that meat with you as well. If you can share one goat with us. So that shepherd said, no, it does not belong to me, it belongs to my master. It belongs to my master. I don't own these shepherds. I don't own the goats, the sheep that I've got. It belongs to my master. So I can't give it to you. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he's just testing him. He says, you know what? Just tell your master that one of the sheep was eaten by the fox. Just make some excuse, a reason, and I'm sure he'll accept it. Yeah, a fox eat away. So Ibn Umar says, all right, if I was to say this to my master, probably he'll accept it, but tell me, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهُ Where is Allah? Is Allah not going to see me? Yeah. What shall I do? What shall I do that in such a way that I can stay away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's not possible. We can't hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see, this is called the taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. So my brothers, you know, just in this brief moment, we need to remind ourselves. I'm reminding myself, it's a reminder for each one of us, that we all have to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strengthen our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strengthened, we'll see the change in our life, we'll see the change in the lives of, you know, of our family members as well, in our society, in the whole community at large, and in the whole world at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sunnats can be performed now. Jazakumullah.